Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The Burt Show.
One of us feeling a little loopy during the Burt Show this morning, just to reset. Tomorrow is 420 in the cannabis world. That's a very big day. That's their Super Bowl, right?
Yes, sir.
Close enough for us. It's 419 today. So this morning, we brought in four legal Delta 9 gummies that make you feel pretty dang good. It's legal. Make you feel pretty dang good. So Mo took one, a gummy. Kristen took a gummy. I took a gummy. And Abby took a gummy. Three of those were just like sugar gummies. And one was the Delta 9. And we didn't have any idea at the time who got it. I think we know now.
We knew when we took the gummy. I'm like, everyone else is like, delicious. And I'm like, what is this candy?
I could tell because when you popped it in your mouth, the three placebos were much smaller.
Yeah.
And the other one was like a wheel. And I could see Abby chewing out like this. And I can tell she got it.
Yeah. How you doing over there? You only got 3 hours left in the show, which is going to feel like 12 for you.
Yeah, I know. The weed adjacent products make me the worst version of myself. So this is about to be a great morning for me. So,
what's it like listening to Taylor's new album on it?
You know what? It's making me sadder than I want to be. Why does it feel like it was my breakup?
Not a lot of bangers on there from what I'm hearing so far.
It's definitely, you know what? Here's my first impressions because that's what I'm getting a lot of DMs about. This is an album I think she needed to put out for her. I don't think this was an album that she was like, everybody is going to love jamming to this. I think this is just her truth and her healing process. But I mean, great lyricist, great songs, but I'm getting the sense that this is for her more than us.
What's the name of the album?
It is called The Tortured Poets Department. Emphasis on tortured.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sad bangers in there.
You're not going to get bangers on an album called Tortured Poets Department.
No, you're not.
I keep wanting to say society because of...
Tortured Poets Society?
The Dead Poets Society.
Yeah. All right, let's get Brooke on here. Brooke hit me up earlier this week because on my Instagram, which is Burt Show Burt, I videoed myself with Hollis, my 16-year-old driving my truck this week. He had a little bit of a fender bender. He doesn't have a car anymore, so he hasn't been driving for a while. So I thought, all right, let's at least keep him a little bit on the loose side. So we went out to dinner in Roswell, and he drove us up there while I was in the passenger seat, and I videoed that, and this is no lie. As a parent, you guys will feel this down the road. It is the most stressful part of your day when you are in the passenger seat and you are watching your 16-year-old. Okay, he's 16 now, but at one point he was 3 and he was 4 and he was 5 and now he's 16. And I'll be completely honest with you. When Hayden was learning how to drive, the first couple of times were so tense for me. I got out of the car because I realized that I was holding on to like the safety. The OS handle so tightly, I'd get out of the car and my forearm was sore.
Burning.
Yes. So I took a little THC while I was in the car on the passenger side just to calm me down a little bit. And it has never gone away, not the THC part, but it's just one of the most stressful things is teaching your 16-year-old how to drive or even when they know how to drive, being a passenger. So Brooke hits me up on Instagram and she's like, my kid just got her permit and I can't get in the car with my child. I can't do it. Hey, Brooke.
Hey, y'all.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Really good. Okay, so this is your daughter we're talking about?
This is my daughter. She just turned 15. Okay. February 23rd, I was like, gung-ho, let's go get your permit. day of your birthday. I got her hair highlighted that day. She looks so cute. Got the permit. cannot get in the car.
You're not unlike Go ahead.
Let me tell you guys, I took her to the Cumming Fairgrounds parking lot for the first little practice session. And she was fine. Like, she literally wasn't doing anything wrong. I was actually sitting on the edge of the seat, facing her with my hand on the dashboard. Like, I thought my life was going to end that day. And she did nothing wrong.
I'll tell you what else will happen also, and this has happened to me. When you're on the passenger side and your kid is driving, because you've been driving so long, I found myself, like, pressing down on the accelerator and the fictional brake that was in front of me on the passenger side so hard.
I do that in the car with an experienced driver.
Yeah.
That's me with an experienced person, let alone a 15-year-old.
Yeah, it is nerve-wracking. So since that day at the Cumming Fairground, have you been able to drive around with her?
Since that day, I've tried one other time in the Brownsbridge Church parking lot. That was pretty much the same as the first time. And then I said, okay, you have to do driving school first so somebody can teach you and then I can ride with you. Well, I didn't realize the driving school was a week in the class and she's had one driving session with the guy. And he's like, next time we're going on 400. I'm like, oh, God. I have to get in the car with her. She can't go straight to 400.
Yeah, Hayden was so nervous to go on the highway that when I was in the car with him, I tricked him and told him to take a left turn, and he ended up on the highway. I just know my kid. He builds up so much anxiety that the thought of actually going on it would have been paralyzing for him. So I just put him on the highway, and he had no idea it was coming until he was already out there.
Yeah, I was on the highway doing 15.
No.
Pretty much.
Somebody may have to trick me and say, okay, make a left now, Riley, because I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Yeah, it's very nerve-wracking.
She got her permit. She's like, all right, I'm ready to drive home from the DMV. I'm like, no, ma'am. I passed the test. They think I can drive. I'm like, oh, no. They think I can teach you to drive, and I can't. So I'll drive home.
All right, I would like to make an offer to you, because when I got your message, it just resonated with me so much. Now, I've done this twice. One of my kids is actually a really good driver. The other one, not so much. He just has some spatial issues going on. And you know what? Spatial issues and 5,000 tons wasn't working for me. So this is one of those rare weekends where I do have some time, like on Saturday. If I would like to make the offer for me to help you teach her how to drive, you can be in the back seat. I'll be in the front, you know, passenger side, and we can do parking lots, and at least it'll get you more accustomed to her driving. And we can only do this for like an hour or whatever, and then maybe it'll be easier for you at the end of the day.
Hold on 1 second, Brooke, before you respond. So this offer coming from the man whose both sons have basically totaled cars, and you also ran into your garage how many times?
Twice. I ran into my garage twice because my truck doesn't fit into my new house. It's an older house, and I didn't realize it the first time and did $13,000 of damage to my soft top. Uh-huh. And the second time was just stupid.
Yeah.
So yeah, Kristen is right. Nah, it's better than the option you have now, which is nothing.
Just wanted you to have all the facts, Brooke. Right.
So if you would like me for an hour to take both of you guys out, if you have the time, I'd be glad to do that.
I am totally down.
Okay.
And maybe you may need to bring one of those gummies.
I'll bring it. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Let me put you on hold, and we'll work it out for this weekend. It'll be fun. I'll only have like an hour or two, but it'll be fun. And maybe in that hour or two, it'll loosen you a little bit up, and from there, she'll be able to drive, and you'll be a little bit more relaxed.
Okay, next question. Are she driving my car?
She's not driving my car. She's definitely not driving my car.
Mo, is she driving yours? Oh, wait, you don't have one.
Oh, yeah, you can definitely have mine. Not a problem.
You can have my time. You just can't have my truck.
Okay, deal.
What kind of car is she rocking right now when she's trying to learn how to drive?
A Honda Pilot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got this. Okay. No problem. Let me put you on hold. We'll work it out for the weekend, and I'll see you on Saturday. This will be fun.
Sounds good.
All right, see you.
Thank y'all.
It really is, you guys. I know this is way down the road for you, but it's one of the most stressful things I do is watching my kid drive and be in the car with them. It is gut-wrenching every single time.
I don't want to think about it, so we will cross that bridge when we get there.
The Burt Show.